First up today on CNN Student News, the passing of a historic American. John Herschel Glenn Jr., popularly known as John Glenn, died yesterday at the age of 95. A large part of his life was spent in the air. Glenn flew 149 combat missions in World War II and the Korean War. He became a national hero as one of America's first astronauts. And in 1962, John Glenn became the first American to orbit the Earth. He reportedly wasn't allowed on the moon mission, though, because President John F. Kennedy said he'd become too valuable as a national figure to go on the flight. On the ground, Glenn served in politics. He was a U.S. Democratic senator representing Ohio for 24 years. He tried but failed early in his quest for the presidency in 1984. But 14 years after that, Glenn returned to the sky at the age of 77, becoming the oldest person to fly into space. Every year since 1927, U.S. publication Time magazine has named a person of the year, someone its editors say had the, quote, greatest influence, for better or worse, on the events of the year. Most U.S. presidents have been named since the tradition started, so have some other prominent world leaders, from the widely popular to the highly controversial. Movers and shakers, doctors who helped Ebola victims, protesters and popes have all received the title, and this week, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump was named Time's Person of the Year. The magazine's editor called the choice one of the more straightforward ones. She described Mr. Trump's appeal as, quote, part hope, part snarl. She said he framed tomorrow's political culture by demolishing yesterday's and said 2017 would bring him the chance to fulfill promises and defy expectations like all newly elected leaders.